Heyo, welcome to the No Show. I messed that up so bad. I'm going to restart, but Keegan, don't edit that out. Leave that in there for the first time. Heyo, welcome to the No Show. I'm your host, Jack. And with me today, we have got
Natasha
and Katrina.
Awesome. Sweet. Nice. Yeah. Keegan is the guy that I send this to every week for him to edit. So yeah, that'll be the first live blooper that is going to stay in the episode. Keegan, do not cut that out. That was fun.
Yeah, bloopers are fun.
It's great. Yeah. Moving on from that. So Katrina, I know you through House Counsel, which we've had many House Counsel people on the show before. Last week was two House Counsel people, which is nice.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And then Natasha, I know you through a JDCC.
Yeah.
A social team. I talked about it before.
I was your coach. So
Awesome. It's pretty much just like an improv team, but it was a lot of fun.
I have never coached improv before. So that was a fun time for me, is learning how to teach people improv.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's definitely like, it's a weird thing to teach because it's so just like out of pocket in the moment, whatever happens.
Yeah. You show up and I'm like, guys, we're going to talk costumes today. And then we spend like half an hour just brainstorming like costumes, which is like not something I ever expected to do in business school.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Because I did improv and theater in high school, and then I got to business school and I was like, I wish I can still keep doing like creative things here. And then at one of the lectures, she was like, hey, you guys can apply to be on the social team, which is just like doing improv. And I was like, yes. And then I went, and now I'm here. Yeah. Stepper's ready? Okay. I'm recording a show. I'll be up there in like half an hour. Okay. Keegan, don't cut that out either. That was my dad telling me that supper is ready.
Love live bloopers. I have a podcast that I do with my friends, and the number of like things that our editor has to edit out is ridiculous.
Oh, I see. I remember that. Do you want to like plug that here on the show?
Yeah, I'll plug it. You guys listen to the Don't Ask Questions podcast. We're on Spotify, Google Podcasts, pretty much like anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We also have an Instagram, Twitter, Facebook that I run. So yeah, awesome. Check us out.
I didn't know that. That's cool. It's fun. Yeah.
It's super casual. It's just like me and my friends from high school, and we kind of just get together and talk about whatever. Mm-hmm. We're trying to become an advice podcast, so if anyone needs advice too, like hit me up.
Go there. Yeah. Oh man. It's a good time. Do you guys listen to a lot of podcasts?
Mm-hmm. I listen to like a good amount. I don't know. I listen to it while I work sometimes. So
honestly, not too many, but I listen to a lot of the like true crime ones. Like I live for that stuff. So I don't listen to a lot of ones of just like people chatting, but the true crime ones, I'm all over those.
Those are awesome. Yeah.
My favorite one is My Favorite Murderer.
I haven't heard that one.
It was really good. That's a really good true crime podcast.
It's
weird because I can't watch those like scary movies at all. Like they terrify me, but then I hear like the crime podcast and it's totally fine.
Exactly what you mean.
Absolutely.
I have Red Web is what it's called for a while. And it's a lot of just like internet mysteries. Like like Cicada was one of them. Just that whole like loophole. That was crazy. They covered stuff like DB Cooper, that guy who jumped on the plane.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Yeah.
I heard of DB Cooper through BuzzFeed Unsolved.
I love BuzzFeed Unsolved.
Yeah, that was solid. And they have their own channel now called The Watcher.
Yeah, they started their whole new thing. Yeah. I keep seeing that trend of like people will like make something at BuzzFeed and then it'll get to a pretty big point where they'll just like branch off and just make it separate from BuzzFeed, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think the issue with BuzzFeed is that they hold like you can't be as creative as you want to be. Mm-hmm. Like they have a formula and you're supposed to stick to that formula, but when you're a creative person, you don't want to do that. You want to branch out and try new things, and being in a corporation isn't conducive to that. So I think that's why a lot of them end up leaving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. BuzzFeed also owns all those shows. So I know that like the hosts tend to get to a point that they just kind of go like, we're going to like we actually want to own the things that we work on for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
definitely a good start though. You can build up like followers on your platforms and stuff, and then like branch off and do your own thing. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's such like a, it's that's funny how like BuzzFeed has kind of become like a birthplace for these huge things, because people like they get like, you get like funding there. Like that's like, that's all taken care of. Mm-hmm. And then you branch off entirely and you have that huge following.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like you can learn a lot working for a place like BuzzFeed. You learn a lot about managing your creativity and managing your creative work. Whereas like, if you don't know how to do that, then it's hard to get started and hard to like schedule what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was interesting. Kind of around this time last year when the Black Lives Matter movement had really kind of come back into like popularity, not popularity, just like they were a lot more like prominent. It was interesting seeing all the different like BuzzFeed type YouTube channels that were kind of being outed as like discriminatory on the inside. That was really like interesting to see. That was like Bon Appetit was a big one. That one just kind of all came down. Like the Postmodern Jukebox, that was one that was a big one.
Mm-hmm, it was crazy. For sure.
Oh my God, sorry. I just got really into these two really, like last week I got into them, and they're pretty famous. These two really funny gaming YouTubers called the Game Grumps. I just got really, really into them. Mm-hmm. And then literally yesterday, one of them got accused of grooming. It's literally like the week after I get into them, and I'm like, no, I was such a big fan.
I was like, well, gotta move on. Let's find different grumpy people who play video games. That's the goal now.
It was fun for a week. That's a big thing too, is like YouTubers just like getting like having weird like relationships like with their fans to the point that bad stuff comes out. And it's just... Yeah.
I think it's outside of YouTube too. Like the people in powerful positions or with a lot of fame tend to like end up abusing that power in one way or another. So it comes out as like something bad.
Yeah, I agree. They think they're like above everything, right? Because they've been so successful. It kind of leads to their downfall usually.
It sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I usually also do, every week I complain about my hometown for a bit. I'm from Sarnia, Ontario, and we just suck, I'll be honest. And I'm really mad at our city today because there's the usual group of anti-mask protesters that go like near like the Walmart and they give their whole thing because their whole thing is like, why can Walmart that sells groceries be open, but my candle making business can't be open? That's our whole thing, is like, why can't these, anyways. And so they literally held like hundreds of people big protest downtown this week.
Oh man.
And it was just, oh my God. It's,
I didn't realize that was like happening in Canada. gonna lie.
Everywhere. And my, my city was the first gray zone in Ontario. And it's literally, oh my God. There was a gym. They were very like adamant about like, we're not following any of the measures. We're tired of this. We're a small business. We are just staying open with no anti-COVID measures. And then 2 days later, the police visited and all their posts were like, why are the police here?
I remember seeing that like restaurant, I think it was in Toronto or something, or something that they just didn't shut. And then surprised when
see that,
they got in trouble.
The
for
police
it.
Like locked it up and then they went in through the back door and tried to open again.
They keep also make like whenever like that happens to a business, they then make like a GoFundMe for their like legal fees. And they're always like, guys, like you got to help us out here. And people donate. And it's
people
like, no,
do. That's the thing.
The fines for that place were paid off within like 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's like, I don't even know. People are bored in their houses, I guess. And just,
Like we have like small businesses who are kind of being who are taking very strong measures, and they're saying like, we're going to take these measures. We're limiting like 10 people in the store at once. Like we are allowed to remain open. So we are going to remain open under all these different measures. And then you have ones just saying like, now we're just
and open. They just ruin it for everybody.
They ruin it. Because, yeah.
because they don't take the measures, then you have more outbreaks and then you have to close again. Exactly, yeah. I'm in Mississauga. So we're also in gray right now.
Oh yeah.
So it's, yeah, it's been a lot. Like I miss going out, but I'm not going to go out because I wanted this to be over faster rather than later, like sooner rather than later.
It's so disappointing. It's just a group of like a few people ruining it for everyone. Like, I feel like if we just had one full like lockdown, you know, where everyone actually stayed in their homes, then it might end sooner. But I feel like we're struggling to do that.
Yeah, we can't do it. Like people won't comply to the extent they need to. Yeah.
And the government is just being all over the place. They're so not like, they're like, okay, we can do this and then we can do this and that. And people are pointing out how like, every like once a month they'll announce like, all right, here's guys, we have to go into a worse lockdown, but there's like one change was made. It's never like an actual full lockdown. It's always like you can now only have 9 people in your store when you used to be able to have 10. It's something it's like, but they're still open and stuff like that. It's so just.
And then I don't know if it's just me, but like when we're in lockdown, like I feel like it's not even lockdown. Like I'll drive around, I can still go into like big stores, like grocery stores, everything like that. Like 100%. Pretty much everything's open, like except gyms and I guess getting your haircut and stuff. But it doesn't feel to me like it's actually lockdown like it was like last March.
Yeah. Like there's like the full lockdown and then there's gray. And then I just like, what's the difference? I can't go anywhere either way. Just gonna stay home, just gonna learn some new hobbies to like pass the time.
Yeah, I remember how big of a deal it was when we went into gray, and I literally have not noticed a difference. I literally am like, I don't actually visibly see any differences between this and that. But these giant mask protests.
I did take my dog to the groomers because they're open now. I think that is one difference between lockdown and gray.
I got a haircut right before the gray lockdown. There was like a week that there weren't many measures. And I was like, I'm going to get a haircut. And the place that I go to are very COVID safe. I like it a lot. Like they do like the plastic sheets between all the chairs. Keep your mask on the whole time. They take it off to go around the ears. It's great. They're great. Mm-hmm. And so I feel perfectly fine going there. And then now we're in gray and I'm just at home, except for like the occasional drive through.
That's the outing. That's the whole outing. Is oh my God, I'm gonna go to the drive through today.
Exactly. So exciting when that happens. It's like a whole like plan now because we don't get to do anything. Mm-hmm.
One thing I did do is I like ordered sushi for takeout and then I went and ate it in a park. And that was a fun activity. It was like a picnic, but I didn't have to do any of the prep work for the picnic part of it, which is
so nice. Yeah. The weather was so good too. I went with my mom last night and we ate McFlurries in the park, like by my house. So it was like, so nice to get out of it. Yeah. We're in the red zone because I'm in Burlington. So it's a little different. Like the only difference I really notice is that like I go to the gym and stuff, but it's like insane. Like you have to book your appointment. And if you're not on within like the 3 seconds where they come out, like you don't get it because they only are allowed to have like 10 people in the whole gym. So it's pretty crazy. And it's obviously super COVID safe. Like you have to bring your own spray bottle around and everything, but it's so weird. Like what it's come to, cause you think back to last summer, right? Even, and it's like, it was so different.
It's literally like as COVID fear has gone, like as COVID fear has gone down, COVID has gone up. That's the whole thing. It's like 100%. The opposite way. I just remember it. Have you guys seen like the March Madness comparison between like the men's weight room and the women's weight room?
Yes, I saw that.
Oh my God. So it's literally like the men's weight room is like a warehouse with distance sections. So each section has like, I don't know, like a bench press machine, one of those kind of like multifunctional machines, like a weight rack, stuff like that. The women's weight room is a folding table with a case of water bottles on it, a stack of yoga mats, and like a little like weight rack that goes up to like 15. That's literally.
I saw the packages that they got, like the men's like welcome packages versus the woman's welcome packages. Yeah. And it was just ridiculous. It's like, man, like.
Yeah, it was. I saw a whole post and it like compared.
It's crazy, honestly.
So dumb.
I feel like social media can help a lot with that stuff though. Like obviously it's so bad for so many reasons, but like it gets issues like that brought up, like, for example, mm-hmm. Black Lives Matter in the summer, like, I feel like without social media, that wouldn't have happened, right? And like, mm-hmm. and the same with this, like, it's being made to be a big deal, which is like a good thing because people actually are aware of it.
Yeah, that goes like along too with when things like it's a lot easier to kind of more widely spread what is no longer like acceptable. You know what I mean? Because I mm-hmm. think about like when like the Dr. Seuss books, when they said, when the company came out and they said, hey, after doing some reviews, they came out and they said, hey, everyone, after a couple of years of reviewing our content and doing testing groups and research, we said we're going to stop printing these 6 books that have quite harmful racist imagery. And then a lot of people came out and they were like, oh, you guys got canceled.
they're like, we canceled ourselves. Please. Yeah,
yeah. It was like, no, this has been years of research. We're doing this by our own volition. And they were like, ugh.
It was all us, right?
Like, yeah, we did it, guys. We canceled the Dr. Seuss books.
Like, I had not seen anything about that until Dr. Seuss actually, the company came out and said they were canceling it. Like, I didn't see anything on social media saying, oh, we should like do this, right?
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah.
I think Dr. Seuss wasn't a good dude before that, but.
Yeah. I think he was like, he was really bad to his wife. I don't remember all the details.
He cheated on his wife that had cancer.
That was it.
He was like literally dying. And so there's like other things too, but like, that's the one that sticks out for me.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So
yeah. But still grew up reading Green Eggs and Ham. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man. It's funny because there are like a lot of people that like, you grow up knowing as like really good people. And then like you look into them and you're like, oh, they were horrible people. Oh my God.
So many actors, like, honestly, yes. Like just keep coming out, like all the bad things they did. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. I can't watch this movie franchise anymore.
Yeah. I think I mentioned this when the first kind of stuff was coming out, but Armie Hammer.
That's wild.
Really taking the slide. Cause it was originally like, women were sharing very weird messages where he was like openly admitting to being a cannibal, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then a pretty serious sexual assault charge. I don't know if the charges isn't an accusation just got just came out this week. And it's
I haven't heard that yet, but I was following his cannibal stuff. That was wild.
That was insane. Cause it just came out of like left field. It was one of Armie Hammer's a cannibal.
And then right after, like, so he had a PR person, obviously, mm-hmm. I don't remember, like, but after the cannibal stuff came out, like she stayed on with him, like she was still his PR director, and then like a week later then she quit. So everyone's like, what the hell did Armie Hammer do that's worse than cannibalism.
Oh my God, it's just so crazy.
Imagine being a PR director in that situation. Like, you have to try to fix that. I can't even imagine.
I think about that whenever something like that comes out. I always think like their poor PR manager who has to just somehow, they're just the like, spinners. Dude,
are you the Queen of England too? Like,
yes. You know? Meghan Markle. Yeah. Oh my God, that was crazy.
Oh yeah, that was a huge thing. I forgot about that. Meghan Markle. Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I just keep seeing memes of Oprah during that interview. Yes,
all of Oprah's different reactions.
Yeah. Oh, I also keep seeing like images of Prince Philip, and man, that man is cheating death.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Like 100%. They have something with like immortality going on.
Yeah. It's not going well, but it's going.
Yeah.
It's not even like one of them either. They're both so old. It's like, how do they do it?
Yeah, but at least the queen still looks good. You know, you look at the queen, you're like, she still has it. You know, she still got it. Yeah, but like, you look at Philip and you're like, that man should have been dead 10 years ago.
Yeah. It's like, how is he still moving? Like, doesn't make sense.
It's like Weekend at Bernie's. They're just like carrying him around.
Yeah. I keep seeing things that are like things that would definitely kill Prince Philip. And it's just like the most mundane things. It's like the Bath and Body Works perfume.
Yes.
Just immediate death to him.
Walks in the store and he's just gone.
Yeah, he could not handle that.
So we can jump into the first game. of the episode. Yes,
sure.
I was watching a YouTube video, just a random gaming video, and they had a whole conversation about cheese. And it sparked this game, which is pretty much, I found out that you can get cheese from a wide variety of animals. Mm-hmm. I did not know this before, but you can get milk into cheese. So pretty much, I'm going to name an animal, and you tell me if you can or cannot get cheese from this animal.
Okay, I like this game. I'm excited because now I'm definitely going to try cheese from a weird animal after this.
100%. I want to. Yeah. All right. Number one, can you buy horse cheese?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I feel like you can. I feel like that would. I don't know. Like, because you don't.
I've never had horse cheese, but.
Right.
I will say you can get horse cheese.
Oh god, I don't even think I'd want to eat that.
Milk a horse.
I don't think I'd want to eat horse cheese, but I think we have enough horses in the world that somebody was like, I'm going to make cheese from this.
That's true. I see that.
Yeah. I will also mention that for the animals that you can't get cheese from, it's possible that you could. After like 5 minutes of like Googling that, I could totally have missed something. Because I also had that same thought of like, I bet that all these animals, someone actually has made cheese from this animal.
Yeah. Whether it's good or not is a different question.
It exists. Number two, can you get snake cheese?
I feel like you can. I feel like that's a weird one. And like, I don't know. It sounds like an actual thing to me.
I don't think you can milk enough milk from. Do snakes produce milk?
I don't know.
I don't know if they produce milk. And if they do, I don't think you could get enough milk from them to make cheese.
Well, I'll tell you, you can't. You cannot get snake cheese.
I'm not doing very well at this game.
It's true, yeah. Can you get donkey cheese?
Yes. If you can get horse cheese, you can get donkey cheese, I think.
You are correct. You can get donkey cheese.
I got one.
Can you get human cheese?
Yes. I don't know.
Who would buy that?
The ethical part of it? Can't tell you, but
who thought to make that though? Like, is that not cannibalism?
That's a good question.
I don't think it's cannibalism because all infants.
If babies drink milk, that's true.
Yeah, all infants are cannibals.
Okay,
yeah.
That's true.
Well, I will tell you, you can get human cheese.
Yeah,
people make cheese from breast milk. That's a real thing.
Yeah, you have a baby. You produce breast milk and then you make the cheese. When the child turns 16, you break out the breast milk cheese.
Oh my
God. Perfectly aged.
Could you sustain a baby on just the cheese? Or do they also need the milk?
Well, the milk's in the cheese. Like you think it's just,
but like once the cheese forms, I don't think it has all the same nutrients that the breast milk would have.
That's true. Yeah.
I also like babies can't eat solid foods when they're like just having milk, right? So I feel like that wouldn't end too well whether can survive or not.
Yeah. It also depends. Like, I don't know what human cheese would end up being. Would it be like a soft cheese or a hard cheese? You know?
Got a point. It's true. I saw a thing about this medication and the company got sued because a side effect was it caused males to lactate. And all I could think of was how confused would you be if you were the first male to experience that? And you're just like, you go to the doctor, you're like, what is happening to me?
That would be concerning. I'd be in shock.
Does that mean their chest gets bigger too? Or it just starts like.
I know that's a thing. I know that like that is a thing that.
Yeah, it's like steroids. Medication.
Right? Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. Next one. Can you get ferret cheese?
Ooh. I'm going with yes. I think you can really cheese any mammal.
Yeah, I agree. I think you can.
As far as I could find, you can't. I didn't find any ferret cheese. I will say that my search history is just horrible because it's just different animals and then cheese.
The person watching your search history is going to be so confused.
My FBI agent, yeah. Next one. Can you get moose cheese? Moose cheese.
Do people farm moose?
Not really. Like, they hunt moose, but they don't really, like, farm them.
So then I'm going to go with no, because if people aren't farming moose, how would they milk a moose?
That's true. You're putting way much more thought into this than I am. I'm just, like, guessing. Like, what's the factor?
Yeah, big brain, trying to use it.
Ooh, man. I will say that you can get moose cheese.
Oh. You
tried that? Who's, like, approached a moose and just tried to, like...
I can imagine a lot of failed attempts on that one.
Some people's brain is too much for me.
You're weird. Next one. Can you get dog cheese?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't find dog cheese?
I feel like that's a really specialty thing, mm-hmm. is that, like, people who... like, people who have a weird obsession with their dog would be like, I'm going to commission somebody to make dog cheese for me.
Horrifying. I'm going to tell everyone right now, if you meet somebody and they admit to having eaten cheese made by the milk of their dog, you need to run.
Or anyone's dog, really.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You're right. And then last one. Is there maggot cheese?
Oh, I don't even want to think about that. That's so gross.
I want to say no, but maggot is so out of left field that
that's such a weird one.
Cheese is made out of the maggots, not from maggot milk. That would be my guess.
This is so gross.
I will tell you, in Italy, it is a real thing. It's cheese from sheep's milk that is then literally just left out. Like, it's intentional.
Wait, so do the maggots just come to the cheese then? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, it's a real... Yeah, so it's served with the maggots. That's the whole... The whole idea is that you...
I got that one. I got that one perfectly.
I wasn't talking about it, but you get sheep's cheese and then you leave it out with the maggots. And I got to stop talking about it. I'm starting to tear up a little bit.
Oh my God, that is the grossest thing I've heard. Italian food's so good, but that I don't think I would try.
not maggot cheese. Apparently, though, it has like an aftertaste that lasts for hours.
Ooh,
that sounds even worse.
I think that's the worst part of it for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aftertaste, like, cheese on itself is not that good.
Yeah. Well, it's like, also, what if, like, okay, so imagine for a second that this maggot cheese is like good for, like, yay, that's mm-hmm. great. That's fantastic that you have this brilliant aftertaste for maggot cheese. But the likelihood of, like, 100% of people even liking this maggot cheese is so low. And then you don't like it. And then you're stuck with the taste in your mouth for hours afterwards. Terrible. Worst part of that experience.
I remember I saw, like, a science, and they were talking about how it was, like, a podcast. And they're talking about how there's like proposals to, like, farm insects as a food source. Mm-hmm. And they said how, like, they were saying how, like, people are really hesitant about it, but people were also that way about sushi. And I stopped and I was like, I don't think that that's a good comparison, because people already ate fish before sushi.
Yeah.
Fish to sushi is a bigger jump from, like, cows to insects.
Well, fish.
It is a real thing that happens.
Fish to sushi, though, it's like you were told your whole life that you shouldn't eat raw fish. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's like, you can eat raw fish now.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't think it's that big of a jump. Also, like, insects for, I've actually done reading on this, so it's it's something that I'm interested in. Farming insects, it takes, like, a lot less water, and it causes, like, a lot less harm to our environment. And that's why people want to farm insects as opposed to, like, poultry or meat or any other kind of thing. And on top of that, like, there was one more thing I wanted to say about it. If you watch the hit movie Lion King, they eat bugs in that, and it can help you get over that hurdle, I think.
It's true. Yeah. Lion
King. Because those are delicious looking bugs. Yeah, I will say that.
Yeah. I think it's Lion King 1.5.
Yes. Because
they eat just, like, the mountains of bugs. And you watch and you're kind of like, looks good. Mm. I would eat that.
I'm just going to turn my light on.
Have any of you watched Survivor? Like, the reality show? No,
I've heard a lot about it. I love
bugs on that. I've been watching, like, the whole food challenge. They make them eat, like, these crazy bugs and insects.
Or, like, Fear Factor.
I was going to say Fear Factor. That was a horrific show. Who let that be a show?
I couldn't tell you. But it's the same people that I can imagine creating 1,000 Ways to Die. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just the same brains behind those things, I think.
Yeah, I love how game shows just slowly like evolved into like just traumatizing people.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever watch?
How much money do we give you to give you the worst experience of your life? Yeah.
This is a very short-lived game show, but I loved it. I watched it like every episode. Panic Button. Heard of Panic Button?
It sounds super familiar.
The whole idea was that they interview people and they ask them what are your worst fears? And they list out their worst fears. And then it literally has my microphone changed. I gotta go back to it. And it literally was like, so they would show up to this rundown lab looking building in an orange jumpsuit, and they were given a panic button. So you put it in a little pocket in the corner of your jumpsuit, and then you literally would walk and crawl through your worst fear. Like people had it was bugs, so they were crawling through maggots and
actual bugs.
Yeah, real bugs. Some people it was snakes, stuff like that. Some people it was the dark. Mm-hmm. And so it was like you would walk between each thing, and then there would be challenges. So I remember there was one where this guy had to solve a puzzle inside of a box, but in the box were also spiders. And so he had to solve it. And so I think that you do get a cash prize at the end, but when you're done, pretty much if you've had enough, you hit the panic button and then that's it. You're out. And so it's kind of who can go the farthest. And looking back on it, it was insane. It was I remember one guy literally got buried alive. That was a whole thing. Getting buried alive.
I was going to say, I don't think I have a worst fear. I'm not super afraid of bugs or snakes or spiders or anything like that. But unless they can actually hurt me, unless I can't identify them, and I'm that could actually cause me real harm. But being buried alive, that's insane. That's
horrifying to me. I would never
do that. 100%. That's the worst thing.
I was just talking to my friend about, I am terrified of crabs.
Interesting. Interesting fear.
So terrified of crabs. Then in the convo, they sent me a photo of a crab and I could not look at it. I my whole body just contracted had to delete it from the conversation. Almost a little bit same with lobsters. But I can handle lobsters more than crabs.
What about crabs and lobsters terrifies you?
It's just everything about them. They're like giant bugs. They're like their legs and their, I'm thinking about it, their eyes. I love going to the ROM in Toronto, that museum.
Yeah.
On the wall, they have a giant king crab and I cannot look at it. I always forget it's there. And then I see it and I'm just like, all my muscles just contract and I have to just shield my eyes as I walk by it.
I have a fun crab story for you then. My family is in St. Martin. This was I was probably 7 or 8 and my sister was 3 or 4 and my dad buried a big hole, I guess, in the sand. Right. And so she could stand in it and put her hands on the regular level of sand. So her body was down here. And she was telling my dad, she's like, oh, there's a crab. But she's 3 or 4. So they're whatever. They go and look in and there's a crab in there with her in her little hole thing, just crawling around. They're oh my God.
Yeah. I see that all the time that tropical beaches will have so many crabs. And I'm I can't do that. I would love to go to a tropical
Never beach. Travel.
I cannot stand crabs. I will freak out.
You got to go to BC then. Don't go to Yes. That's tropical it. Destinations.
Oh,
yeah.
Crabs.
I don't fully understand your fear. When I think crabs, I think yum. That's where my brain goes to.
Yeah, I like eating crabs.
Delicious that's, snack.
Yeah, that's
why I can overpower them.
Yeah, I like eating crabs half because they're good, half because I feel great doing it because I'm just yeah, screw you, crabs.
I am the alpha.
100%. I'm yeah. Awesome. We can go into the second game of the episode. Sure. I made a little would you rather bracket. So pretty much we're going to go through pairs and then whichever one we'd rather do, we'll move on. So on, mm-hmm. so on. Think like a sports bracket, but
I get it.
Would you rather? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So first one, would you rather, and when we agree on them, we'll talk it through and then we'll get to an agreement and that one will move on.
Okay. Sounds good.
First one, would you rather never have access to the internet or Nicolas Cage is always within 1 meter of you?
Nicolas Cage.
I feel like the internet wouldn't be so much as a problem. Like, I just get really good data. Is that allowed?
I would rather have the Nicolas Cage, to be honest.
Yeah, well, like, you just made really good friends.
I could pick his brain. Yeah, I could just be like, yeah. like, what's wrong with you? Like, what's going on in your
head? When you're sleeping, like...
That would be horrible.
You sleep with him. He sleeps with you. Y'all are just best friends.
I don't think I'd want anyone within 1 meter of me at all times. Like, I'd be going to the washroom and they'd just be like hanging out. Like,
yeah, well, yeah, you just get really close. Yeah, you used to get really close to Nick Cage.
You could be in his movies.
Yeah.
That's true. You
have to be in his movies.
100%, like, yeah.
You'd have to be. There's no option.
That's a plus side.
Yeah.
All right. Are we all good to select Nicolas
Cage? Let's choose that one.
Moves on?
Yeah.
All right. Write that down. Sweet. All right. Next one. Would you rather pee your pants a little whenever someone says your name or have a snail constantly coming after you? If it touches you, you die.
Well, the snail touch me once I like lie down.
Yeah. So pretty much. So like the snail is constantly moving towards you. It knows where you are. It's constantly moving towards you, but it's a snail. So you can just like go really far away, but you got to remember that snail is going to get there eventually.
I see. So you could like drive, but like, okay. So say the snail's like 2 days behind me and then I go like to work and then come home. Would it go straight like to my home or would it go to my work first? Like, you know, like, does it follow your path
I think it would just consistently be moving towards you. I think I'm going to say that. Yeah.
Well, then it has to get to me then. Like I had no option. But there's no escaping the snail.
That's the whole thing. You can just keep moving your whole life.
Sorry, what was the non-snail option?
Pee your pants a little bit whenever someone says your name.
I can learn to wear adult diapers.
Just tell people not to say my name.
Yeah, I'd go with that one
too. Oh, have a nickname. Like have a really good name. That's smart. I love that my brain went immediately to adult diapers and yeah, not nickname.
Exactly. All right, next one. Would you rather have hiccups for the rest of your life or always feel like you need to sneeze?
Oh, that's a good one.
I feel like the hiccups, because you would have like you'd always have moments where you were fine.
Yeah.
With the sneeze, it's constant. It's there.
Yeah, but at the same time, like you can start to ignore the fact you have to sneeze. But if you're like, say, giving a presentation and you like can't stop hiccuping, yeah, then every conversation you have from there on is like
you got
messed up.
Having to sneeze is the worst feeling in the world either. Like, it's not like, it doesn't like hurt, at least for me.
I get that. Okay. I'm willing to go with sneeze.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Sneeze. All right. And then the last one in our bracket, would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
One horse-sized duck.
Really? I would rather the 100. I feel like I could better take on that big.
I agree. You can just kick them if you really need to.
Kick them.
But there's 100 of them.
The broom.
They just swarm you.
You do it. You get a really big stick and you just or your car. And just
yeah, but if you have the one duck-sized horse or horse-sized duck,
that's true.
Then you just climb onto it. You get it by the neck. It's just the neck. That's all a duck is.
You get a pet for life.
Yeah, and then you can ride it.
You're trying to fight it off. I feel like it doesn't like you too much.
Mm-hmm.
Befriended.
The bite is what you really got to worry about. Is that?
Yeah, but like snap your fingers. Like think about how big horses are.
Yeah, but just get some bread. You and him have a conversation. Then you get on his back, and then you have a free airplane.
Right.
Okay.
If you can ride a horse, you can ride a horse-sized duck.
That's true.
If you can actually befriend it, like if that's allowed, then I'd probably say that. But I'll if it's actually 11. Like if it's what you think you could take in a fight, then I'd say the 100 duck-sized horse-sized ducks.
You know, I'll allow the befriending option. You can try to befriend it.
Okay, then the giant.
I'm willing to go.
Let's go with that one then.
Yeah, then the giant duck.
Look. All right. So now, So we got our top four. So we go back to the first two. Would you rather have Nick Cage always within 1 meter of you or pee your pants a little bit whenever someone says your name?
Pee your pants.
Yeah.
This one I feel like Peter Pan. So that's just easy. Yeah. P. All right. Next two. Would you rather always feel like you need to sneeze or fight one horse-sized duck?
Horse-sized duck.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one, yeah. Duck. All right. And then we...
I just can't get the vision of riding a horse-sized duck out of my head. So I think that's the end game for me.
All right. And then we have... All right. So we have our final face-off. Mm-hmm. Would you rather pee your pants a little bit whenever someone says your name or fight one horse-sized duck? I think the peeing your pants is the...
I agree, because I feel like it's avoidable. Like peeing.
Yeah. Like, you just get a hella good nickname. Get everyone to call you by your middle name.
All right. That is
just
it.
Just don't call anyone your real name.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. That's the final. Peeing your pants a little bit whenever someone says your name wins.
Mm-hmm. Which one was that one first, like, against?
It was first against have a snail assassin.
Oh, right. I did not like that one.
That's good, yeah. That's it. Solid, yeah. I have something totally off topic, but I was thinking about this earlier today. Do you guys ever look on a Rate My Prof?
Oh, all the time.
That's I like, do, yes.
I was looking at it today, and I realized how brutal, like, the bad reviews are, but they're always like brutally honest.
Yeah.
Always just like...
They're all accurate. Like, it's not like people go on there just to say bad things.
Yeah.
They're accurate, but you also have to remember that it's like the people that are most upset that go on there. Exactly. Like, you don't... Like, even if I have a prof I absolutely love, I won't go on Rate My Prof and write, "This is my favorite prof ever."
Yeah.
Like, I think the only time I'd ever go on Rate My Prof is to like bash a professor.
Yeah. I want to look up my favorite prof on Rate My Prof.
Who's your favorite prof?
Scott Gallimore teaches ancient Rome. Love him. Great guy. Guys, 4.8 out of 5.
That's awesome.
This man. It's true. He's awesome. He's fantastic. Yeah, I'm scrolling down it. It's all like 5.0s.
What does Ken Jackson have? I'm intrigued.
Oh, I love Ken Jackson. I remember, I feel like I looked it up before and he had a pretty overall positive. He's good. I could see people giving him a bad mark because econ is hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
I never had him.
Great. Oh yeah, right. I remember saying that.
Yeah, I've never had Ken Jackson as a professor because I was in the year where he took a sabbatical.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh right. Yeah, that was that was Astor, I think. Yeah, Ken Jackson.
2 years ago.
4.8 out of 5. True. Yeah.
He's very accommodating, which was really nice. Like, you know, and he had so many options for like extra help and stuff. Like, he was a really good prof.
Yeah. That's what I noticed about, like when, like, it, like, he would literally, like, there was a quiz that the average was quite low. It was pretty, pretty low. And as a result, he kind of announced, like, all right, like, we're going to drop one of the tests from the marking schemes. Like, your lowest test will get marked. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll get dropped. And it was like, oh, that's nice. I do love that. Whenever like the professor will like understand when something is an issue and we'll fix it.
Yeah.
He's great. Yeah.
My favorite professor has a 4.6 out of 5. His name's Dr. David Chan Smith. He taught, he teaches business history. I think he teaches other stuff too, but I had him HI 125. It's a really fun course. Would recommend for any
people. Cool.
It's like, it's like the history of business and how we ended up here today. So you learn a lot about a lot of like business philosophers, I guess, like Adam Smith, Milton Friedman, all those guys. So we'd recommend that.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some pretty fun courses at Laurier. Mm-hmm. I think that soon I got to pick my second year courses.
Yeah.
Think that's
fun. I'll be in, 3B in the summer, so that's my next thing. I'll have to choose like my fourth year courses, which is wild to me.
Yeah, your last year stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty
cool. I'm in first year, but it went by so quickly. Like, I just found like the entire even like term one went by quickly, but term two just like flew by. It's almost over and it's crazy.
I've noticed two things about that. I've noticed that A, it feels like it goes faster because like in high school your routine is like daily, but in university it's like weekly.
Yeah.
So So that right off the bat. And then I've also noticed, and also just because university ends way earlier than high school does.
Yeah.
And so I'm not quite used to the fact that like we're halfway through our third last week of classes.
I know, because it feels like you should have a few months left still, right? Like,
yeah. Because you're used to ending in June.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have a 4-month summer. I mean, like, I'm going to be working and stuff, but it's nothing compared to like school, right? So I'm very excited.
Yeah. Awesome. Way easier.
Yeah.
Well, nice.
I'll be in school in the summer, so I can't relate. Yeah, but this is the first time since high school that I haven't been working in the summer, which is wild. I always work in the summer. So, and my course load in this semester is my lightest course load I've ever had. So,
really?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty chill.
I find that with this semester, it's not like it's not harder. I just have like more like regular assignments.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I have like more like weekly stuff to do.
Yeah.
It's so like individually, it's not too bad. My math course is way easier than I thought it'd be. I thought it would be really hard.
You're taking 129?
129, yeah.
I'm in that too, yeah.
Yeah. 129 isn't bad. I find it's like, it's just high school until the last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's broken up a lot. So it's really like you can do it very much step by step. Mm-hmm. And having like your like lab group really helps because you can really just like ask them for help and give them help and it's I think that's all the time we got for this week. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. We'll catch you all. Catch you all next week.
Thanks for having us.
It was so fun.
It was a good time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.